Senator Grassley and I, as well as Senator Durbin. And we've worked together in a lot of court nominations overall, but particularly Supreme Court nominees. And selecting a justice is one of the president's most serious responsibilities. And as I always said, I went back and looked at a lot of the opening statements I made. Apparently, Dick, I've presided over more Supreme Court justices than anybody around that's still in Congress or associated with government, which is kind of means we must be beyond 60, Chuck. I'm not sure what it is, but we're a little older.
For me, it'd be 15 or 60.
Yeah. Well, and I started way back early on, in the early 70s. At any rate, what we're going to do is, I've said before, and I went back and looked at some of the opening statements I made from justices over the years, that, you know, the Constitution says advise and consent, advice and consent. And I'm serious when I say it, that I want the advice of the Senate as well as the consent we can arrive on who the nominee should be. And, you know, there's always a renewed national debate every time we nominate, any president nominates a justice, because the Constitution is always evolving slightly in terms of additional rights or curtailing rights, et cetera, and it's always an issue. And there's several schools of thought in terms of judicial philosophy, and we'll see. But the fact is that I'm looking for someone who I can, this is not a static issue, it flows back and forth. And I'm looking for a candidate with character, with the qualities of a judge in terms of being courteous to the folks before them and treating people with respect, as well as a judicial philosophy that is more one that suggests that there are unenumerated rights in the Constitution, and all the amendments mean something, including the Ninth Amendment. And but I intend to take this decision, make this decision, and get it to my colleagues by the end of the month. That's my hope. And I'm looking forward to their advice and how to proceed and how the hearings will be conducted and the like. So thank you very much. We're going to get a chance to talk. I want to hear from them today. Thank you.